Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. It's coming up to 20 to 6. We are in the month of love. And if you're a single person, you're going to be bashed over the head with Valentine's Day and finding the one. And I'm assuming it is very difficult in the year 2025 to meet somebody, especially when most of the nightclubs are shut in this country, a traditional place to have a shift. They're gone. Pubs are still there, but less. Young people are drinking now. They're thinking of climbing mountains and gym, and it's all about wellness and saunas. That's the way things have gone.
And we know that in theory, it actually should be easier to meet someone because the world has got smaller in the sense of we're more connected through social media. There are apps specifically set up for meeting people, but it's just not always that straightforward.
So let's drag on two single iRadio peeps, Ashlyn Magner, who's going to be a future Rosie Tralee contestant, Rona Mitchell, better known as Mitch on TikTok, who was actually an escort at the Rosie Tralee. Mitch, you're a single man?
Down to wedding.
Yeah. Actually, sorry. Ronan, you're a single man?
True.
What age?
I'm 24.
Ashlyn, single woman?
Yeah.
And age?
23.
This is not a setup between the two of you.
But
we do realise nightclubs are shut down and that was the traditional shift in spot without any reservations. Copperface Jacks is keeping it going. Ronan, how do you approach somebody in a place that you like? What is your technique? Because as a man who's been in a relationship for a long time, I'm completely out of the game.
Well, if you're saying maybe your skills aren't up to date, mine definitely aren't either. I think I'd only probably approach people maybe in a pub. I've never approached anyone just in general public in that way. But honestly, I have no good pickup lines, nothing like that. I just literally start talking to them. Because you know me, Dave, I talk a lot. And I just say, hello, how are things? I'm Rowan. I work for iRadio. Do you know Dave too?
Oh, you're straight in with the iRadio line. Ashlyn, from your point of view, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but is it fair to say that it's more common for a lad to do the approaching than a woman, or am I completely off with that?
No, definitely, definitely. And I definitely think, I suppose, like Ronan touching on it there, like in Irish culture, like it's definitely all centered around like drinking, unfortunately, in pubs and all that crack, whereas like, you know, I did a stint in Canada and like people are much more inclined to literally go up to you in a coffee shop or like out and about, whereas like it's definitely a bit of liquid courage here is needed for that.
What did you make of being approached in a coffee shop or somebody doing it in public?
Again, like, as I suppose it's just like in the Irish culture that you're like taken aback and like, sure, this isn't normal at all, joking with, but it is over there. So like I suppose I was only in Canada for a short time, so I wasn't really interested in kind of getting anything going, so I was just like, no thanks, I'll say no there now. But it's just funny, like it just doesn't, it definitely doesn't happen like that here.
Ronan, the apps, talk to me, like, are they any good? Do you have to have your line set up? How are they working?
They're probably not working too well since I'm on the phone to you guys, you know what I mean? But at the same time, look, they are good. There are probably two main ones now, you know, you've Tinder, Hinge. But you know what? It's really gone online. Like, Instagram is the biggest thing. If you meet someone in a pub, after you might text them on Instagram, you could slide into the DMs anyway. And genuinely, I do think it's all kind of gone that way.
Is it voice notes or is it plain text back and forth to people?
I would say you might be, that'd be very confident going straight in with a voice note. It'd be more so texting, maybe when you got to know them then.
Why would you not approach somebody in a supermarket or a coffee shop, Ronan, if you liked the look of them?
Look, I think to be honest, Dave, it probably comes down to confidence, really. Like, I haven't myself approached anyone, and I know a lot of my friends haven't in a normal setting like that. And then also it goes down to whether they'd feel comfortable with that. I think obviously some people might be delighted with it, but it's probably an element of it as well, you know.
Ashlyn, how confident would you be at making a first move to someone you like the look of, in any sense?
God, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever make the first move.
Ashlyn?
I don't know. It's again, I suppose, and like I know Fionnuala went in with the disclaimer about like it's not being sexist, but like it's just not the done thing, like, you know, to like approach a lad, like they'd want to be approaching you. But it's funny that Ronan said there about the voice notes. I'd be very pro a voice note now, and like I know Ronan said, like you would want to be confident sending one, but like sending a voice note early on is great because like you really get to know their personality rather than kind of messing around and texting for ages.
Were you ever put off by the way somebody sounded? How you doing, Ashlyn? Are you well?
No, but actually, and it's, I suppose, about being put off people and looking between people and places. A great day, this will be no surprise to you that I'll say this now, but on a match day in a pub, because like you can weed them out straight away by their jerseys. Like, as in, if I see a Clare jersey, bye-bye.
We should explain at this point, Aisling is a Limerick woman, and Limerick hurling supporters specifically would not shift any Clare hurling supporters. Do you think that could be like a Hallmark movie where like, oh, I hate him, he's from Clare, and then you actually fall in love with him?
Yeah, that sounds far-fetched even for one of them Hallmark movies, though, to be honest.
Guys, this has been very insightful. As two people in very long-term relationships, Fionnuala's married, I'm practically, it's good to get an insight of how people are being approached in Ireland, but certainly not in coffee shops for now.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Len.
Rona Mitchell, Aisling Magner, 2i Radio peeps, early 20s, both single. It is a minefield out there. Would you ever, obviously, no, I'm phrasing that incorrectly, Fionnuala. You're a married woman. But obviously you would think if a man was to approach you in the supermarket looking for your number that he was an absolute creep and a freak.
You'd have to. He'd really want to be giving out very normal vibes. But at the same time, you would have to wonder why he's choosing to do it there.
Isn't that funny? And then it's socially acceptable in a pub in that setting. However, in a coffee shop, if you were to ask somebody for the number, the guards would be rank. The guards are to be called.
Again, I don't feel I have an authority to say this. I'd be more open to it in a coffee shop because, again, I think, oh, how do I even articulate this? Like, okay, in a supermarket, you're in there for like a job. There's a job to be done. You have to get the food shop. You're probably busy. Like, not that you're not busy going into a coffee shop, but there's more chance that you're in there for a bit of socializing or a bit, it's not as routine a thing.
In fairness, if you're doing the supermarket shop, and you're trying to figure out, what the hell am I going to have for dinner this week? And then somebody hits you up. You'd be like, would you ever piss off? I'm trying to figure out, am I going to have fajitas or a taco kit this week? Go away. Coffee shop, it's brave to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think there is a way of doing it nicely and not creepily. I don't think it's as hard to not be a creep as some people make out. I think there is some people who are... don't realise the vibes they're giving off and then think people are being too harsh on them. But I think it's easier than it sounds to approach people well.
I could never be single again. No way. I'd be creeping out every woman within 100 mile radius. How are you doing? Hi, do you want a drink? Do you? I'll pay. Be throwing the elbow up in the bar and everything. It's our radio. Is it ever acceptable to approach somebody outside of a pub or a nightclub that you would potentially like to shift? Liam tried it once. Lads, I was short in confidence when I was in secondary school and I got into a bad run of watching self-confidence videos. Have you ever seen those lads trying to sell you the tips and tricks? Oh, yeah, you can approach a woman anywhere.
Thankfully not, no.
I approached someone in a supermarket. Worst decision of my life. The guards were nearly called.
No, Liam.
I've never done it again. Liam, you strike me as a sound fella from your text. However... probably never do that again. It's not a
definitely
good idea.
Definitely don't ever do that again.
But
okay?
You're taking up Liam that he approached the woman badly.
I think also, by his own admission, it didn't go too well.
If you're ever going to approach a woman, do it like a horse, always from the side, never from the back. Honestly, you have to be in their eye light. That goes for the pub and the nightclub as well.
I think,
or even Copperface Jacks.
Like, you are forgetting that women are people. And no, but genuinely now. Women are people. That might be a groundbreaking thing to say. But like, I don't think you have to overthink it in that way. Like, you have, that's why, yeah, you can't just, I suppose, go up to someone only because you like the look of them in the sense of it being in the supermarket or somewhere.
Right, okay. I'll give you another scenario.
Okay,
because I'm letting you, woman, as human being.
Yeah, as person.
I want your authority on this.
Okay, go on.
Say there is a man. And he is going to the same shop every day. And he strikes up this lovely relationship with the person behind the counter. Is it all right, eventually, to maybe broach the possibility of a date with that person?
I think absolutely. Because then you have developed a rapport with them. Now, again, slight caveat, I would be sure that you're reading the signs correctly and that that person is not just being... polite to you because it is their job.
Jesus, dating must be hard.
You know? But if you've got, you know, you're genuinely having the chats. And again, if it is a rejection, don't take that as the end of the world. Like, it's
So double down and go for it again is what you're saying.
That's precisely the opposite of what I'm saying. You say, that's okay, no hard feelings, and you don't pursue it again then.
Never go back to that shop.
Exactly, that's an exchange supermarket.
Even if you have to go across town or to another shop that's half an hour ago, never go back again, because the shame will never leave you. This is why we're in relationships. This is why you're married, that we don't have to go through this. But it is good to get a perspective of a woman who turns out are people.
Would you believe?
Guys, we've learned a lot this evening. Women are people. Do you have feelings?
I think I do, yeah.
Excellent.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.